Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Guys, did you see this? A new report found that the fittest city in America is Arlington, Virginia. Well, once again, the least fit city is Manboob, Iowa. And I don't know.
Manboob, Iowa? Well, that's unfair.
It's hurtful.
Elsa is a liar. Stay tuned. It's all about AI. Speaking of AI.
Loyal listener Mike sent us an email with an intriguing link to ChatGPT. He was trying to remember specifically how I worded something the other day about swimming in a pool of Satan's sulfurous, boiling hot urine or something like that. And he couldn't remember.
He talked about us replacing Rush Limbaugh as his favorite. You know, Clay and Buck never talk about wading in a sea of urine, at least as far as I've heard.
They do not have my flair for wordsmithery. Anyway, so he asked ChatGPT, hey, what did Joe say exactly? And it told him immediately. And then he says, I decided to train it by saying, this is my exact sense of humor, and it continued to come back with more and more quotes from the show. But amusing to Jack and myself, it also came back with comments like, we had a conversation about Putin being a war criminal. I said, I trust this guy like I trust gas station sushi. They don't hold back on blunt global judgments and those instantly memorable visuals.
Okay.
Jack Armstrong riffing on political caution. Boarding up my house when I see you're wearing a helmet as well. That absurdist twist on paranoia is pure A&G. And then this is one of my favorites. On flights packed with wheelchairs. And as Joe says, they're magically healed during the flight. It's a miracle. They lampoon the system while staying hilarious.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
Oh, my God. That's too much. Boy.
They lampoon the system while staying hilarious. That's ChatGPT's review of our show. Well.
So I agree with you that AI does have a ways to go.
Or it's hallucinating completely.
Replacing humans.
Which is the problem we've got here with Elsa. So Elsa is the new AI thing they're using at the FDA. One of the most concrete claims that anybody who's pro-AI has been making since its inception is what it could do with, like, medicines and healthcare and stuff like that. That it could just figure out all kinds of health, complicated health things faster.
Diagnoses, especially, yeah.
Diagnosis, figuring out drugs,
treatments,
all
right.
Kinds of different things, way faster than human beings could. And so this Elsa has been working on some of this stuff at the FDA, and they just have discovered that it is doing a lot of hallucinating in the way that AI does, and nobody's exactly sure why or if it can be stopped. But for some reason, like my one kid used to be when he was 6, if you ask him a question and he didn't know the answer, he would make something up because he felt like he just had to give you an answer. He, for some reason, my son, when he was a little kid, couldn't say, I don't know. he would make something up. And I finally caught on to that. And I'd say, you don't have to do that. Just tell me I don't know. It's perfectly fine to say I don't know.
Yeah, but kids are rewarded and praised for knowing the correct answer to a question. So I get why a six-year-old would do that.
Why does AI do it? Because he gets a cookie? Or you say, man, you're smart? Anyway, Elsa was making stuff up, and it took him a while to figure this out. And some within the FDA say it's really, really not as helpful as they were hoping, in that you have to double-check everything to the point of you're practically doing the research anyway to, like, replicate what AI said. And it goes so far as to, like, make up studies with all the data, you know, and it'll, you know, we tested 80,000 Iowans, and 60% of the Iowans over the age of 45 who had smoked, to blah, blah, blah. It just makes this stuff. I almost dropped an S-bomb. It just makes this crap up.
This is audio, so you don't know I'm making my what face, and I'll bet a lot of y'all are, too. That's crazy.
It is.
All of the details and, like, the scientists' names and stuff?
Yes, exactly. Oh. Well, it's not that surprising, given
the
fact that
what?
We've heard the stories of it making up legal cases where lawyers...
Sure.
You know, go to a legal case, and there are names and an instance, and it cites the law and all these different sorts of stuff. And
it's Google all, v. Tennessee.
It's all completely made up. What an interesting thing that just seems to occur, apparently across multiple AI platforms. It's not like it's just Grok or just OpenAI. They all AI does this. It's got some need to create an answer. Sometimes,
you know, it's funny, you just anticipated my point, especially when you have the greatest geniuses in this field on the planet asked, you know, why does your system hallucinate? And they'll say, I don't know. We have no idea. It's practically impossible to explain technically. And you find yourself going to, you said it has a need. And, you know, I don't know about you, my coffee machine doesn't have any needs whatsoever. It's a mindless automaton. I mean, it's just a machine.
Right.
What is it that drives it? There's another cheat. I've used a human emotion to try to explain this phenomenon. It's just nuts.
So
Oh, speaking of nuts, before I forget, I brought to you yesterday the article about the guy who was having manic episodes and borderline psychosis, and ChatGPT just kept egging him on.
Yeah.
I read further into that, and it seems to have a need, and I'm sure it was programmed into it in one way or another, but to be agreeable and enthusiastic, which is kind of fun if you're using it for something... you know, I'm going to London. I'm really into history. I'd appreciate you recommending this. And it does. And it says, we can tell you more Winston Churchill sites if you'd like.
Yeah.
And I say, yes, please. And it says, great. And it's kind of endearing. But evidently it goes way too freaking far.
It does do that.
Yeah.
I had never really noticed it until you said it. It is cheerful and enthusiastic, which kind of gets you all psyched up for it.
Including when you're delusional and heading toward a mental breakdown.
No,
you're right. You are smart. It's the other people who are crazy.
Oh, boy. That's not helpful.
No.
I haven't had a hallucination yet where I, like, you know, I'm in a town and it says, hey, ChatGPT, this is where I am. Where's the best great breakfast place? And I end up going to 43rd and H Street and, you know, it's a tire shop.
Yeah.
And it's just completely made up a place that serves French toast.
Oh, Ma's Pancakes. You got to go to Ma's Pancakes if you're in Seattle.
Right? Maybe that'll happen someday. Anyway, briefly, just to get back to this. So the agency was already using ELSA, their AI chat thingy, to accelerate clinical protocol reviews, shorten the time needed for scientific evaluations, identify high-priority inspection targets, blah, 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 there at the FDA. But now they've had to pull way back because of the hallucinations. And they talk about how it's still very, very handy for organizational stuff, like summarizing all the notes from a meeting into a handy short.
It was, again, it was at least half a dozen, and I think closer to a dozen, different very specific instructions on that level. It's weird that that's necessary, but I wonder whether that sort of thing can be introduced into systems and they can, you know, rectify this pretty quickly. I would guess they can.
I don't know.
It's certainly one of those. You remember that robot whirling out of control, and it would have taken off somebody's head if they got within range.
Right.
I think AI may be at that stage at this point. It's good at putting the rivet there in the bumper, but stay out of range, Jim. If you hear the thing, if you see the overheating light come on, step back. It's just not quite ready for prime time, as they say.
What prices are going up already or about to go up because of combination of things changing in the world, including tariffs? We can get to that.
And I want to get to some of the best writing I've ever come across on the topic of when tolerance is taken too far, societies become totalitarian and utterly intolerant.
Wow.
You've got to have a limit on tolerance.
I definitely want to get to that. Brett Stevens, New York Times, Israel is not committing a genocide. I want to read a little from that just so you have some ammunition in case you run into some of these people that are pushing that narrative hard. And a lot of people are, including the soon-to-be mayor of New York. Anywho, stay here. Lots on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
What does feeling truly safe at home mean to you?
Not just an alarm that sounds after a crisis, after your peace of mind is shattered.
True security is having a system that is proactive, not just reactive. Like old school security systems only react once the damage is done. SimpliSafe is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts.
Their innovative Active Guard outdoor protection, like I've got, uses smart AI cameras to spot suspicious activity outside your home and alert SimpliSafe's live monitoring agents, who can then see and speak directly to lurkers through the camera and call for urgent police dispatch in an emergency.
That's real proactive defense, stopping criminals before they get in.
SimpliSafe is the protection you and your family deserve.
Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. Don't put it off. Get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free. Just go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Your talk radio show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now
is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A new study finds the pandemic may have aged our brains. Whether you had COVID or not, they say. Researchers say brain scans actually show COVID. The stress involved may have sped up brain aging by more than 5 months during that period. They believe it's reversible with exercise, diet, and, of course, staying engaged.
It aged my brain how much?
5 months.
But whether you had COVID or not?
Yeah, yeah, just the boredom and stress and whatever. You got to test blue states and red states.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it aged. If it's because of stress and boredom, I don't think mine aged then. I don't.
Well, no, but we didn't curl up into the fetal position.
I kept living my life pretty much exactly the same. So
yeah. I mean, I did almost precisely exactly the same to whatever extent I could. Being reasonably young and reasonably healthy, I could read the statistics and knew that it would probably not hurt me very much. It made me feel miserable, but anyway, enough on that. So you may remember during Kamala Harris's brilliant campaign for the presidency, they leaned heavily on how regular person she was, that she worked at McDonald's when she was going to a historically black college, by the way.
I grew up in a neighborhood where people cared about their yards.
That's right. In fact, we have a lovingly prepared montage, clip 9, Michael, of various politicians and news people talking about how incredible and wonderful and endearing it was that she worked at McD's.
Have you served two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun working at a McDonald's? Yes or no? That's it.
I have.
Isn't it amazing that our presidential nominee can tell those real stories of working at McDonald's?
When she was young, she worked at McDonald's.
Now, she worked at McDonald's, but I worked at Wendy's.
One candidate worked at McDonald's.
I had a summer job at McDonald's.
I never knew she worked at McDonald's.
If you worked in a McDonald's, you can see yourself in Kamala Harris.
She greeted every person with that 1,000-watt smile and said, how can I help you?
She grew up in very middle-class circumstances, worked at McDonald's.
Working at McDonald's.
Who worked at McDonald's?
Worked at McDonald's.
For God's sake, she worked at McDonald's.
Harris shared this, and then a pro-Trump website started to talk about, well, hey, is there evidence? Is there proof that she worked at McDonald's? There's no records. There's no receipts. But this has been seized upon by Trump allies to say maybe she's making it up. So and I find that bewildering.
It's inappropriate when somebody puts down all over the place that she worked at McDonald's. It was a big part of her resume that she worked at McDonald's, how tough a job it was.
I do
Yeah, and I do remember saying at the time, I doubt I could come up with any records of a lot of my early jobs.
Right.
I mean, and I'm the same age as Kamala. I don't think I could prove any of the early jobs I had.
Well, a new biography is out, 2024, How Trump Retook the White House and the Democrats Lost America, by a handful of journalists. A couple of whom you've probably heard of if you're a news junkie. But it includes the fact, it has been ascertained now, She worked at McDonald's in the summer of 1983 for 2 weeks. Worked a couple of shifts, apparently didn't like it, they didn't like her, and she quit. She hardly wrinkled her paper hat.
She tried to grab the fryer with both hands and burn herself, and that was the end of it.
That would actually kind of explain why they never came forward, like, with any data. I mean, if they could have dug it up themselves, because they didn't want that stat to be out, that she worked there for 2 weeks.
Well, here's the part that amused me the most. Her very short stint on the job meant most of her advisors did not want to lean into that.
Right.
They thought, no, let's not draw attention to it. And then, of course, Trump, brilliantly, in one of the great political stunts I've ever seen, actually worked, you know, a little time at McDonald's, handing food through the drive-thru window. And
wearing the hat.
I'm chuckling as I think about it. Yeah, wearing the hat and his blue suit and his red tie. But anyway, her aides were saying, you know, this is probably not a good thing to lean into, but Harris insisted on it. Harris's aides debated for weeks after that whether they should respond to Trump's attacks about McDonald's, spent weeks agonizing about the decision, according to the book, which asserts without a blah, blah, blah. At one point, the campaign, so the advisors said, no, let's not lean into this. I mean, you barely worked there at all. I mean, in fact, the story is you started working there and you quit quickly because you thought, who knows, it was beneath you or you hated it or whatever. It's really, the story is anti the way it was portrayed. But Harris insisted on doing it. At one point, the campaign caught wind that, quote, at least one major mainstream news outlet was investigating the McDonald's employment claim, which caused alarm inside the campaign.
Well, there could be lots of reasons. My brother worked for a very famous national burger chain for a very short period of time because he dropped one of the patties on the floor and was going to throw it away, and the manager said, hey, don't throw that away. So they put it on the bun.
Oh, boy.
And he quit because he couldn't be party to that.
But once again, I quote Bill Clinton, when she was young, she worked at McDonald's and greeted every person with that 1,000-watt smile.
I was in the
and
room.
And said, how can I help you? And Bill, being the master politician he is, how can I help you? And he looks at the audience. Oh, she's still helping people. I get it, Bill. I get it.
I was in the room when he said that, and I almost vomited.
Wow. Probably McDonald's, because you're a big fan.
I am.
Yeah. So, coming up, if you want a tolerant society where you can express yourself, have, I don't know, free speech, you've got to have a certain level of intolerance. An explanation, an eloquent one, coming up next segment.
We'll get to some of the things, the prices that are going up on because of tariffs or inflation or whatever's causing what, but a number of things are going to get more expensive.
Tariffflation. Let us be the first to coin that term. What economists are calling tariffflation.
Are they? Are they calling it that? Okay, all that's on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because you're
hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Tonight we have breaking news as we come on the air. Ozzy Osbourne has died.
There you go. That was a lead. That's how ABC News started last night. Play it again, Michael.
Tonight we have breaking news as we come on the air. Ozzy Osbourne has died.
How is that possibly the situation we're in?
That is unintentionally hilarious.
I know. I laughed out loud. I almost spit out when I think I was eating cereal. I almost spit it out when I heard that. What?
What is... Tonight we have breaking news as we come on the air. Ozzy Osbourne has died.
Good Lord.
What is the evening news anymore?
I don't know.
So on a completely different topic, if we did a hours-long Rogan-esque podcast, I would flesh out each of these headlines at a fair length and then get to the ultimate point somewhere around the dawn of hour three. And that's not the way we operate, so I'm going to move a little more quickly. But I have a handful of stories that are centered around the same theme, all of which have come out just in the last day or two, all of which are being covered in major publications and quite responsibly. Number one, inside Syria's sectarian cauldron, kidnapping triggers cascade of violence. Blood-soaked week between Sunni Bedouins, Sunni Muslims, and the Druze minority in southern Syria, slaughtering the hell out of the Druze because of their religion and their tribe, etc. Isn't sectarian politics grand?
And the Druze are they Christian adjacent? I forget. I read this last
week. They're like an Abrahamic religion
that believes
all of the prophets are cool. And trust me, I'm not a Druze theologian, but it's kind of a universal Abrahamic religion. Anyway. And it's absolutely horrifying. These are, not that it matters, but you look at these people, they are thoroughly modern, normal people living their lives, hoping to get a career going, raise their children, blah, blah, blah. And they have armed gunmen storming their houses and shooting them all dead in the streets because of their religion. Moving along. This is an interesting story from Texas, of all places. Epic City replacing Old Glory with the Crescent Moon. Picture this, a Muslim-only city governed by Sharia law beyond the reach of democratically elected officials. Something like that is happening in Texas, and its founders call it Epic City. The East Plano Islamic Center, EPIC, is the largest mosque in Texas and one of the largest in the U.S. Last year, several members of the mosque formed Community Capital Partners, LLC, or CCP, and announced the formation of EPIC City, a master-planned Islamic development project that caters to the evolving needs of families in the Muslim communities. And again, we could get into this idea in depth and what is wrong with it, but don't really have time. Josh Hawley's called for the U.S. to condemn the persecution of Christians in Muslim-majority nations, including several that we're kind of friendly with these days. But whether it's Africa or the Middle East, yeah, there's wholesale persecution of Christians going on, frequently slaughtering them by machine gun fire or machete. And Hawley, is he grandstanding? He often is. Or is he sincere about this? I don't know. But how weird is it that the U.S. doesn't condemn that?
Right. If my main thing politically is standing up for Christianity around the world, I think those are better stories to latch on to than Putin trying to help Christianity out by taking over Ukraine or something.
Right. Or something. Yeah. The resolutions that are co-sponsored with several other Republicans urge the president to prioritize the defense of persecuted Christians in America's foreign policy, including via diplomatic engagement with Muslim-majority countries, as well as efforts to stabilize the Middle East. Urges the president to leverage the diplomatic toolkit to advance the protection of persecuted Christians worldwide and within Muslim-majority countries. So I certainly applaud that effort. And all of those headlines bring us to this, and it's a piece I came across by Paul Friesen. Paul is with Cornell University. He is one of the scholars with the, let me get this right, the Center for Global Democracy in the Brooks School of Public Policy at Cornell. Didn't really know his work, but I found this to be extremely persuasive. He starts this article talking about the Maldives, which is a chain of islands by not far from Africa. I think I didn't even look it up on a map, but they're idyllic, beautiful. It's infinity pools, bioluminescent beaches. You got your bungalows over the water. It's the stuff straight out of a Sandals ad or a, you know, like Fiji has resorts that are just like this. And he writes, few imagine that this archipelago of honeymoon brochures and influencer backdrops is governed by a constitutionally mandated Sunni monoculture where apostasy, that is rejecting Islam, is punishable by death.
Wow.
And children are catechized, not in the arts of critical thought, but in the compulsory admiration of Sharia. And all non-Muslim religious practice, no matter how discreet or devotional, is prohibited by law. You cannot silently pray to Jesus Christ in your living room alone in the Maldives, or it is punishable. There are no churches, no synagogues, no temples, no tolerance. This is a theocracy with a customer service department. And he says here the word Islamic Republic does not mean Muslim majority democracy. It means what it says on the label, a legal architecture erected not to protect freedoms, but to restrict them. Islamic education is mandated in every grade, every year, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, any dissent, whether whispered by a secular blogger or typed by an ex-Muslim on Twitter, can earn you 100 lashes, 20 years, or a cemetery plot. Welcome to paradise. And then he says this is not uniquely Maldivian or even uniquely Islamic. What's on display here is the metastasis of a broader pathology, the suicide of liberalism through the intravenous drip of unchecked pluralism. All right, there are a lot of isms there, I'll explain. But this is the point of what he's writing. The Maldives is not just an outlier, it is a bellwether, a warning of what happens when civilizations that once separated church from state begin importing ideologies that merge the two, like Siamese twins sharing a judicial spine. This is not a clash of cultures, it is a conquest by bureaucracy, and we are funding it. For the umpteenth time, read Michael Hollebeck's submission. Novel came out a few years ago about how it's an imagination of how how France becomes an entirely Muslim country and freedom of speech and religion are stamped out.
And pretty plausible when you read it.
Oh, that's the thing. How would you describe how the takeover goes, how it works in that novel?
Little by little, with a lot of decent people not wanting to come off as racist or Islamophobic, and then just over time losing.
And as Mr. Friesen points out, like through bureaucracy, bit by bit through the tentacles of government. Anyway, here's his main point, and this is the part that I said I found so eloquent. And I wish we had time to just do the whole thing, but maybe we'll talk to him someday. It was Karl Popper, he writes, who warned that a tolerant society must be intolerant of intolerance, or it would cease to be tolerant at all.
Obviously. It's the way we're always mocking the coexist bumper sticker.
Coexist! Coexist!
A couple of those symbols on there want to dominate the other symbols. So you can't coexist with somebody who wants to take over.
A tolerant society must be intolerant of intolerance, or it would cease to be tolerant at all. Can you think of any other modern movements that punished you even disagreeing with them, or even asking them hard questions at a training session, for instance, that they made you go to at work, or at your university's orientation, you weren't even allowed to question it? Anyway, he goes on. It's a delicious paradox, too often quoted and too rarely heeded. For we have taken the first half of the dictum, the imperative to tolerate, and chiseled it into law, into policy, into university mission statements and NGO pamphlets. But the second half, the requirement to draw a line to say no further, has been treated like garlic in a vampire movie, an antique and anathema unfashionable. The paradox has become pathology. Here's what he means. Our courts allow Sharia arbitration councils to function in British cities. He's a Brit, obviously. Adjudicating matters of family and inheritance with standards that would make a 12th century canon lawyer flinch. Our schools include faith-based curricula that require hijabs for 7-year-olds and teach that homosexuality is satanic filth. Our public broadcasters will air a documentary about the importance of free speech, followed immediately by a segment about why cartoons of Muhammad are unhelpful. This is not multiculturalism. It is masochism. It is the belief that liberalism must be so open-minded that its own brains are spilled onto the prayer mat. It is the fetishization of identity at the expense of liberty. It is the ideological pacifism of a society too terrified to assert its own values, lest it be accused of racism by those who mistake ideology for ethnicity. We have enshrined the right of the theocrat while criminalizing the instincts of the secularist. The result is not harmony, it is humiliation. And then he goes into, let's dispense with the ritual disclaimers. Not all Muslims are Islamists. Not all believers who wish to impose their, are believers who wish to impose their theology on others, of course. But neither are all white people racists, yet no progressive chokes on the phrase white supremacy. When was the last time you heard a progressive say, now, of course, not all white people are racist. A lot of white people are good, honest, decent, hard-working people who try to treat everybody well, blah, blah, blah. But still, there is white supremacy. But anytime you talk about Islamism, you have to throw in the long list of disclaimers.
Right. Well, the first one, though, is not seen as true by... You know, your local school quite possibly spent a lot of money getting Ibram X. Kendi to come speak at the school, or at least bought all his books. Right. And his whole theme is you are automatically racist if you're white, by definition.
Right.
So that's one reason you wouldn't say that.
He goes on, why must we say religiously motivated extremism instead of naming the doctrine that inspired the bomb? Why do we hear of Asian grooming gangs instead of Pakistani Muslim sex trafficking rings? Why do we refer to the Maldives as a challenging democracy rather than a theocratic prison with coral beaches? Because the liberal West, having abolished blasphemy laws, is now enforcing them in reverse. The new heresy is criticism of faith, at least of one faith. To mock Christianity is edgy. To mock Islam is hate speech. To question Jewish nationalism is a principled resistance. To question Islamist imperialism is bigotry. This is not diversity. It is doublethink. It is a sacred exception carved out in the name of peace, which is to say, in the name of fear. And then he goes on to make the point more at greater length. Fear is the root of all of this. And he's absolutely right, especially about Europe. Europe, Britain, France are humiliating themselves and twisting themselves into bizarre quasi-legal knots to try not to anger the Muslim folks. And I'm telling you, to return to the main theme, if you take away nothing from this, take this away. A tolerant society must be intolerant of intolerance, or it would cease to be intolerant. I'm sorry, or it would cease to be tolerant at all.
Yeah, pretty obviously, but obviously not obvious enough to keep it from happening the way it's happening.
Yeah, those of you who don't have the courage to say this sort of thing, we suggest you try to find it if you can. Those of you who do, we're with you.
Some really good news about journalism, and I rarely say that. Some big changes coming to Uber, and what was the other one? Oh, man, good God. The asking for you to tip whenever you give your card to anything is so completely out of control. All of that on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coca-Cola made with American cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Coming soon. Coca-Cola already uses cane sugar in its Mexican version, but high fructose corn syrup in what you usually find here in the U.S. This version isn't going anywhere, but the new product they're adding will feature only American cane sugar. But ounce for ounce, both versions are roughly the same number of calories and the same amount of sugar. In a standard bottle, about as much as you'll find in 2.5 full-size chocolate bars.
Did you know that? No, no. What was driving the Mexican Coke thing was taste more than health, but it got turned into a health thing recently. The equivalent of 2+ candy bars when you drink a can of Coke. Think about that.
Yeah, wow. Wow. By the way, she was clearly an upper Midwesterner. I had a flashback to my childhood when she said syrup.
Hmm.
I don't think I ever heard anybody say syrup until I was, you know, close to an adult.
So we got a good text about hallucinations and AI. Particularly, this story about the FDA is having troubles with AI just makes up studies about various drugs and stuff like that. And somebody,
like the entire study, it makes it up to answer a question.
But somebody texted maybe, you know, because we were talking about the language learning thing with AI the other day, and will it overtake journalists? If 95%, if 99% of journalists suck, and that's probably true, and it takes in all that journalism, won't it suck? So I was wondering that question. But if it takes in all the studies that are done, many of them, if not bogus, are bogus adjacent. They're very preliminary, really overstretching their results. It's just picked up on that.
Well, in the soft sciences, quote-unquote, especially, they're a joke. But even in medicine, frequently you can't replicate results.
Yeah, right.
What an interesting point.
So maybe it figured out nobody's replicating these things in any study, so yeah, I'll make them up too. As if it's a thinking beast.
Okay. I'm so befuddled by that.
Different story. We've all experienced the omnipresence, the ubiquitousness of tipping being foisted upon you in the modern world. You pay for everything with your card, or I use my watch, and it gives you the choice of, do you want to tip 15%, 18%, 22%? What would you like to tip? For what? The convenience store person just rang up my case of water. I mean, what? I'm tipping for that. Now,
right.
They use the
my
example.
My favorite was I ordered something online and paid for it online, and they just had to hand it to me.
That's a new one. They had this hotel website where you book your hotel, and it's all automated. It's all computer program. And then it asks for a tip at the end. I'm tipping a computer for doing what the website is designed to do? Wow. I don't even understand what's going on here. The most interesting thing I found out about this is that tipping is down at restaurants from around 20% on average to down around depending on where you are, 15 to 18% on average. And they think some of it might be just psychologically when they hand you, you know, if you're at a super fancy restaurant, they do this, but they don't do this. But below that, now they just kind of, they take your card, they stick it in the thing, and they hand you the thing, right? And you're like supposed to
thing,
click on
the
little handheld gadget.
Oh, the machine. Yeah.
The little handheld gadget, they hand it to you, and you press whatever. And this person writing in the New York Post thinks there might be something about them staring at you while you do it and the pressure of holding the piece of equipment as opposed to when you're alone with the check. And I don't know. Mm. It does have a different feel to it.
See, I've noticed the places I've gone that actually hand you the little machine, and I like that because it eliminates a step and it eliminates time.
It's faster.
When I'm done eating, I want to get up and go.
It is faster.
Kind of weird that way. But I've noticed the server will gaze into the middle distance.
Right.
So as not to have that vibe going.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the reason tipping is down. The other theory is it just...
I just think it's fatigue. Tipping fatigue.
Tipping fatigue is what they're calling it. And they're just being asked to tip for freaking everything.
Well, right. Exactly. So the server at the restaurant, instead of being... Well, of course they're expecting a tip. That's what happens here. It's, oh, great, another person with their hand out.
Right.
Everywhere I go, all day long. So, yeah.
Yeah. You poured a cup of coffee and I'm supposed to give you a 20% tip. That didn't used to be the case. But it is now. Okay. Well, I'm sure this will shake out over time. We got a lot more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
True Home Security is having a system that is proactive, not just reactive.
Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. SimpliSafe is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection.
Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today.
Get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring plus your first month free at SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off and your first month is free. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If something happens to you, what happens to your family? Will they struggle financially? Will they be able to afford the home you built together? With Ethos, you can get life insurance coverage in minutes. Get up to $2 million in coverage for as little as $2 a day. All online with no medical exam. Just answer a few health questions. Get your free quote at ethos.com/talk. That's ethos.com/talk.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.